the next item, the Rosh, I should give more, is interesting ice that the it's basically a halachic point. I mean, we went from discussing tremendously significant points. It seems to be a little detail. Oyster Gimel, Shal Yasiq al Kashal Bracha. When a person takes a Kashal Bracha in his hands, he shouldn't be talking. That's a law, that's a Gemara. Emesiqan al Kashal Bracha is brought down in Simkuk Pe Gimel, Arachayim. So just read you quickly the halacha over here. Person of Kabbal, Bishayot, a person who takes the case of the yayin for benching in both hands. And he starts benching. And the halacha is, Menoisim by Einov, he was supposed to look at the kais. Shal yaseich dat, he shouldn't be mesiach das from the kais. He's supposed to focus in on it. And then that's in the sif dalad. And sif vav, it says mishanosu le kais tavorach lo yaseich hamavorach. Once he accepts the kais in his hands, he should not speak hamasubim, the people which are there with him. They shouldn't talk either. From the time that he starts, obviously what he's saying, you can't talk because you wouldn't listen to the bracha. But even if between the brachas, you can't be talking. So the person shouldn't talk. The same way he shouldn't, not supposed to talk from the time he gets the kais until he makes the bracha, and at the end he shouldn't talk. Nobody else should talk either. So that's a halachic issue. Right. Now, why the rush over here, like punk this nakuda? We spoke about the rechilas and lashon hara and einos abrius and mechan hashem lechaveri and lechavolam haba. He's talking beisha and don't speak al kaisha bracha. I mean, it's like it's. Why it made over here? Chaskel Sarna wrote a set of iyunim horis on the Archos Chaim Rosh, and in that over here, he says that the chiddush over here. Remember the introduction to the Rosh was the Vormisher. You be careful with them. Losu mimekshem avos. To stay away from things which are a trap where a person can fall in, and they're mokshem avos. Says the Rosh, and the next verse in the Rosh also, a person shouldn't talk. Different points in tefillah, there's a lach of not talking. We think it's an insignificant point. Well, the Gemara says it's not like that. The Gemara says a person goes out to Erechem Alchama. So one of the people which comes back to Erechem Alchama, he goes out to wage war. So a person has the virus, he comes back home. I said, what's the Vera? He spoke between he spoke between Yishtabach and Yotzer. After the Bracha of Yishtabach, before the Bracha of Yotzer, he didn't have to speak, and he spoke. He better go back home because he might be killed at war. I mean, he spoke. Well, what did he do? Shoshan goes up. I mean, he said he turned the guy next to him and said, oh, it's nice to see you. And he goes back, and he didn't talk more with davening. He waited until after the Bracha. Because he has to go back home, because he might be chas v'shalom because of that avera, he'd be deserving of death, of dying, while you're at war. So Maisa, just parenthetically, there's a Maisa once in the city of Brisk. They wanted to make fun of the Torah. There was a whole kibbutz of anti people which are anti religious, and so they decided they're going to make the Yiddish theater in Europe. We think the Yiddish theater was like, you know, a lot of the Yiddish theater was very anti. Religious. It was there to make fun of the Frum Yidin, the Frum Welt, etc. A lot of Shalom Aleichem's stories, etc., were to make these caricatures like, you know, that they were stupid, you know, etc. Well, that was the goal. So they made a play about the Torah's version of going out to war. So they have on the stage, like, you know, hundreds of people standing up on the stage, you know, like in battle gear, etc. And then the Kohen makes an announcement to any person who was Eres Isha, well, didn't do the soon yet. So three people walk off the stage. Then they make an announcement, the person who built the bayis, so a few more people will walk off the stage. Then they say a person was not the Karim Balachiloloi, because then whoever's scared from their Veris, that they're afraid their Veris will attack them, that they might lose the war, leave. The whole place stampedes. And you're left with two old gentlemen leaning on canes. One is the Vilna Gaon, one is the Shagas Aryeh. The curtain closes and everybody laughs. So they told the Brisker of the Mice, the Brisker of the Mice. He says, they're 100% right. And they left out the last scene. They went out to war and they won. That's exactly what the Torah's world war looked like. Yeah, and the Vilna Gaon and the Shagas, I went out to war under canes and won the war. That's the part they forgot. That was Chaim Brisker's response to the story. It's a different type of war. Anyway, so that war, a person got to war and for Sicha, why? So he says over here that the Rosh is saying it's mukshemavis. We don't understand the power of speech. We understand the power of speech. Now, I don't want to, one Lakuta mentioned it before, that the difference between Sicha and Sicha is light talk. Right? A person in the mall has a need to say something, he said something. But the Rosh Hashanah created what makes a human being extraordinary, what makes a human being different than a behemoth. We know he's called a medaber. Now, what does it mean he's a medaber? First of all, some animals do communicate. So what's the chiddush of the medaber of the human being? What's the chiddush of the medaber of the human being? I once saw in the nomenclature, the correct name for a human being is Homo sapiens. Homo means he's from the group which goes under, includes the apes, etc. Sapiens means smart in Latin. We're an intelligent ape. That's according to the science. That's how they define us. So, if Tversky, one of his books, he would like to classify us as Homo spiritualis, right? We're spiritual beings. He says there's no animal which, you know, has a midst of a taiva. He says, you know what? I want to work my avodas Hashem, so I'm going to fast today. The concept doesn't exist by an animal. So that's what makes us, why deeper? But it might say something you find in the classics for me. It's simply deeper. The Ramah looks at the way, according to the Seder HaTefillah, the way that it's referred in Halacha, Mishnah Berurah talks about it. The first three brachas in the morning, a person says the bracha al Tis Yadayim, he says the bracha B'Shei Yitzar, and then immediately he says Elokai Neshama afterwards. And then he says Berachas Atar. In many Siddurim, it's not printed like that. You have al Tis Yadayim, Shei Yitzar, Berachas Atar, and then Elokai Neshama. So Tosfos grapples with Elokai Neshama, why doesn't it start with the bracha? Tosfos says it's a bracha which doesn't need a psicha, but the other ones, that's one shot in Tosfos. Or it was made, like the Torah says, it was made to be nismach to the bracha of Asher Yitzar. So bracha smucha chaverta doesn't need a psicha. So what's the hamshach? So the Ramah points out that the bracha of Asher Yitzar is talking about the gift the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. He gave us a functioning body. That's the chiddush of the pasuk, the bracha of Asher Yitzar. The bracha of Elokai Neshama is the matana teva Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. He gave us the neshama. The chiddush of where the bracha is mafli lasos, refei chol bosor, umafli lasos, that he's mechaber the neshama with the goof, that you can use a goof, which is a physical thing, to express the ideas of the neshama, and that's in the Koyach of Dibur. That's why the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about the Yonim of Halachas, the Halachas which deal with the Koyach of Dibur, of Shavuos, Naziris, Nadarim, etc., the name of Sefer is Haflah. It's a pella. It's a pella that we can express, use a physical body to express something ruchnius. An animal speaks. But what does it speak? It speaks goof things. That's you know, Shemesh made a Koyach of Dibur. No, okay, so animal. The medaber, the chiddush of the medaber, the human being, is not that we're spiritual. That's not the chiddush of a human being. Is that we have a physical element and we have a spiritual element and we can use the physical element to express the spiritual element. That's the chiddush of a human being. So Dibur is an extraordinary element in the person. So what the Chazaris are saying, that when a human being is using his Dibur, and he's into the mode, and he's into the time where he's going to take this Dibur and use Dibur, which is physical, to express ruchnius, yearn tefillah, and at that moment to talk to do sicha. You're degrading, and you're missing the point of what the chiddush of a human being is, what life is about. Says that's a tremendous tain on a person. I spoke to the guy next to me. I said something. I spoke during Kaddish. What's this thing of Ferluch? You know, if a person understands the Kiddush of Tefillah, that the physical human being can come and talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we have this koyach we're different than the Malachim, we're different than the Behemoths. We have, the Mor says, we have three things. So the Behemoths, three things, and the Malachim. We're partial malach. And the place in the day where you express your malachite, which is such a word, right, is in the moments of tefillah, in the moments of limud, in the moments of birchas hamazon. A person takes a kais, a biyodai, to be mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How you doing? Oh, it's so good to see you. What's happened with your job? What does that mean? How could you do such a thing? You got lost along the way. So the Russian says, okay, so the Hebrew of the neshama and the goof can't continue because they don't go together. Okay, fine. That's the con. He's mashim avos. He's masukim lamus. The mace is where the neshama leaves the goof because you the Hebrew is missing. You don't understand what the chiddush of a human being is. And here's the moment you're expressing that godless. Don't sidetrack it. Just to end this, like, you know, we mentioned this idea before that Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have negative things, but Russia's not happy with our negative things. He wants us to work on them, etc. But we take something which is positive and we use it in a way which is negative. That bothers Kadosh Baruch Hu even more. That's one of the avos of lashon hara is the same problem. Version created speech as a chesed to us that we could use this. Adam la'omel yula, Chazal says la'mal peh, that I could take my being and use it to express the godless of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, Tefillah, Chesed, etc. And I use it to damage somebody. I told you, Rabbi Isaac Goldsman, he said that's how he understood the to'eva of a mechir kalev. The mechir kalev is like a ferluch. So I go and he says, I need a sheep dog. He says, fine, you know what? I can use a few more sheep. Give me three sheep. Give me two sheep. Give me a sheep. I will switch one sheep for one sheep dog. Right? So now I have a sheep. He's got a sheep dog. I take that sheep. Say, you know what? I need to bring a korban. Can't bring us a korban. Mechir kalev. To'eva as a sheep. Exchange for a dog. Okay? What's good? There's no favor in exchanging for a dog. What's the Torah of Hashem? So, a Caleb is the Torah of Hashem. So this is not, a Caleb is such a Torah that even its Mechir is also Torah. What's so bad about a Caleb? A Caleb is man's best friend. So Rashiva said that the Caleb's most outstanding characteristic is its loyalty. It's loyal to its master. It's loyal to its master. Tremendous thing. Tremendous to meet a Torah, but to be loyal. He's so loyal that when the master says kill, it kills. So it took loyalty, which is a davar Torah, and used it for ra. That's a Toeva. Russians, I can't deal with that. Just keep that out of my base of Mikdash. I don't want the mechir of such a thing in the base of Mikdash. Because to take Torah and use it for ra, that's the worst thing. That's Toeva by Kodesh Baruch. So the koyach of dibur is such a thing. It's a tremendous koyach of that's the biggest matana the Russian made in human being. That's what we're called medabri. That's what makes it extraordinary, different than the malachim, and different than the behemoths. We're the most extraordinary being because we're a combination of ruchnius and gashmius, which is expressed most beautifully in the koyach of dibur. And we should use that to get sidetracked with the word talim. We should use that for lashon hara to hurt somebody, for nos devorim. Like Rishon says, what are you doing? You know, look in the viduyim and al chait. And the shamdus, you have 22 shamdus, you have 44 al-chaits. Most of them have shaykhs to some way have the shaykhs to deeper, using the pen incorrectly. It's a mind-boggling thing. I do want to point out the last thing about this is halacha, by the way, of not being messiah. This is the Gabriel Shoshur, as I pointed out to the Bochum last week, 2 weeks ago. Right? The person who's benching, the tzibur should not be getting up and leaving. So if he's going to make a bracha on the kais, they shouldn't get up until he makes it. He shouldn't be talking. I finished benching. The guy who's going to get benching says a slow benching. And I'm Baruch Hashem, a person who benches quickly. So I have what to tell my friend next to me. You're not supposed to talk until he says a bracha on the kais. That's halacha, by the way. Number one. And that's Kapaskin, Shemakuf, Pekim, also. But let's say he's not making a bracha at the end because it's Shalshudas. Right, but the Maisa, he's benching, so till he finishes the bracha, you can't talk, you can't get up, because you're supposed to be in Shemei Karnat to him. So you say on your own, but the Maisa, that's a dinner about Al-Yasiyach, isn't only because of the Kais, it's because of the bracha of the Birchas Amazon. So you can't get up, you can't walk, you cannot leave, you can't talk, you can't do anything until he finishes Ayat HaSreinu at least. Afterwards, there's his own private bakasha, that's his business. But until that point in time, the seer should not be getting up, and even though they know the shear is waiting, etc., but until that point in time, the person should not be talking, not be getting up.